Shalom, everybody. When the Torah talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Torah says in Parshas Beshalach, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Tes, Vayikach Moshe es Hatzmos Yosef Imo. Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him so that he could bury Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. And related to what Moshe did, there is a Pasuk in Sefer Mishlei, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches. The Pasuk says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos, the Evil Sfasaim Yilavet, a Chacham Lev, a wise-hearted person, will take mitzvos, but a fool will fall. And the Gemara in Masechet Sota, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says, and the Mechilta in the very beginning of Parshas Beshalach says the same thing. The Gemara and the Medrash quote that Pasuk in Mishlei to describe Moshe Rabbeinu's taking of Yosef's remains. When the rest of Bnei Yisrael were busy collecting the riches that they took from the Egyptians, Moshe was not involved in that. He was a Chacham Lev, a wise-hearted person, and he was involved in taking Yosef's remains. I discussed this Gemara and this Medrash in a previous FMT. If you'd like to hear that, please WhatsApp me privately. But for today's FMT, I would like to ask another question. If the Pasuk in Mishlei refers to Moshe taking Yosef's bones, why does Sefer Mishlei call Moshe a Chacham Lev, a wise-hearted person? The Pasuk should have called him a Yarei Shamayim, someone who fears heaven. Why does the Pasuk call Moshe a Chacham Lev? This question is asked by Rav Shlomo Gansfried, who died in 1886. Rav Gansfried is most well known for his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but he also wrote many other Sfarim, including a Sefer on the Chumash called Apiryon. And in Sefer Apiryon on Parshas Beshalach, Rav Gansfried says that the answer to our question can be found in a different context from a different question. He quotes the Dubna Magid, Rav Yaakov Kranz, who died in 1804, who asks an unrelated question. When Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, right before Makas Bechoros, Hashem told Moshe in Parshas Bo, in Shmos Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, Daber na be'oznei ha'am, please speak to Bnei Yisrael to get jewels of silver and gold from Egypt. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, based on the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Davtes, back in Sefer Breshis, in Perek Tesvav, Hashem told Avram Avinu at the Bris Ben Abisarim that Bnei Yisrael would be enslaved, but when they left, they would leave with great riches. Yetzu birchush gadol. So Moshe had to say, please, Moshe, Daber na b'oznei ha'am, please speak to Bnei Yisrael to get jewels of silver and gold from Egypt. And why? Hashem said, so that I, Hashem, can keep the promise, so to speak, that I made to Avram so long ago in the Bris Ben Abisarim. But is that the only reason why Hashem fulfilled his promise? So that Avram wouldn't be upset? Wouldn't Hashem fulfill his promise because he made a promise? Rav Gansfried quotes the Dubna Magid, who explains as follows. When Hashem promised Avraham that Bnei Yisrael would leave Egypt birchush gadol, he didn't mean physical riches. The great wealth that Hashem was talking about was the great spiritual wealth of Torah, of mitzvos. However, Bnei Yisrael did not understand that. After so many years enslaved in Egypt, they were not on the level to understand what real, true, eternal wealth means. They understood rechush gadol as physical riches, as gold, as silver. And that's what Hashem asked Moshe. I will fulfill my promise, of course. They will get their riches. They'll get their wealth. The question is, what riches will they get? Hashem had to make sure, so to speak, that Avraham would agree with what kinds of wealth. Avram would know completely that spiritual wealth is infinitely more worthwhile than physical wealth. But he would also understand completely that Bnei Yisrael, on their level, at that time in Egypt, they would only understand physical wealth. And so Hashem said, please, Moshe, daber na b'oznei ha'am, please speak to Bnei Yisrael, so that Avraham will be happy, so to speak, with the kind of wealth that Bnei Yisrael needs at that point in their development. And Rav Gansfried says that what the Dubna Magid said on Daber Na B'oznei Ha'am helps explain our original question about why Moshe is called a Chacham Lev when he went to get the bones of Yosef. B'nai Yisrael took gold and silver, and on their level for who they were as a nation and as individuals at that time and at that stage of their development, they did absolutely the right thing. It was Ritzon Hashem to get the jewels, the physical gold and silver. But Moshe was on a much higher level. He was a chacham. He acquired wisdom that enabled him to understand what Hashem really wanted. What Hashem really wanted was for all of B'nai Yisrael, when it was right for them, to grab Torah, so to speak, not gold, to grab mitzvos, not silver. Moshe was a true chacham lev, and he went to retrieve Yosef's bones rather than search for ephemeral gold and silver. Our job now on Pesach and throughout the year is also to follow in Moshe's footsteps and for each one of us to be a Chacham Lev. Have an amazing day, everyone!